Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, it's Chris.
Hello, everybody. What is going on? Welcome to this week's episode of Chris vs. the People. I am your host, Chris Clemens. And we have got quite a little educational episode today, not in that you're going to learn anything useful, but we are throwing it back to stories from school, whether it be kindergarten, middle school, high school, or college, or even a weird camp, even. Who knows? But I really think this episode will have it all. I mean, last I checked, I think there's a story involving a harpoon gun. And to be quite honest, I didn't even know those existed. I thought those were only in Scooby-Doo movies. There are a lot of different school stories that I could share because I was the poster child for school delinquents everywhere and was constantly just getting into something. I'm going to save a bunch of them for the after show, but one that popped into my mind was one year for the musical in high school. They were doing the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. If you know, you know. If not, I don't know, Google it. But being the theater kid in high school I auditioned, and I remember, I'll never forget, I can remember the exact hallway, where in the hallway, but there was a day where the cast was getting posted and I got word that the list was up on the wall, and I was so excited. Some of my best friends were also like in it with me. And I go to check the cast list, and I am one of the gay dads, and I started crying. I literally started crying. I was like, what the fuck do you mean that someone cast me as one of the gay dads in the fucking Spelling Bee musical? What are you talking about? That was fucking homophobic, whoever did that. I think I'm technically yelling at a dead lady because she's no longer with us, which is unfortunate. Love you down, Rosemary, but goddamn, that felt targeted. But I cried because I was like, well, Jesus Christ, this isn't going to help the allegations. I just remember thinking, oh my God. I mean, I didn't even have a kissing scene. I mean, let alone a sex scene. Like, there was literally nothing gay about it except that it was me and another dude who had a kid with me on stage. Like, not, obviously, none of us gave birth on stage if it's two gay men. But, like, we were the parents of a kid in the spelling bee. And it was totally fine. And it was fun. But I just remember getting that cast list and thinking, oh, my God, the cat's out of the bag. Not that the cat was really ever in the bag to begin with. But I just remember thinking, oh, my God, everyone's going to think I'm gay now. And, yeah, they'd be half right. But I don't know why that is the school story that jumped to the top of mind for today. But here we are. Are you loving it? Well, actually, if you are loving it, be sure to subscribe to Chris vs. the People wherever you get your podcasts. And if you are watching the video episodes we post to our YouTube channel, please ignore my fuck ass hair, okay? It looks so cuckoo banana crazy. And I know that saying this isn't going to do much, but it looked worse a couple days ago. So, like, you guys are technically getting the upgraded version, which is, like I said, insane. If you're also watching the video episodes up on youtube.com/@ChrisVSThePeople, you'll see that I'm wearing this gorgeous sweatshirt. My brand Middle Kid just released new products, two of which are the brand new Heirloom hoodie that I have been working so long on. Hoodies are like my jam, and I've spent so many years basically making a sweatshirt that I feel like has a flattering fit. It's ethically made. The colors are gorgeous. It feels amazing. It's 100% French terry cotton. All the seams are reinforced with extra binding. And I'm just so excited for them to finally be out. So if you want to check out middlekid.supply, I'm telling you, I want these to be hoodies that you guys will have for the rest of your life and could be literal heirlooms for the next generation. They're that good. I'm just really stoked to finally do my very first purely custom thing for Middle Kid and be giving the middle kids out there a designer level hoodie at not a designer level price. Anyways, I'm just excited. So if you want to go check it out and see all the new things that we just dropped. And then the final little announcement is that, as always, we are going to be heading on over to patreon.com/Chris Clemens for the Chris vs. the People after show. The after shows are just a fucking fun time. And on today's after show, we're talking about somebody who went to camp with an attempted murderer. So I'm very excited for the after show. But in the meantime, we have our first call. This episode of Chris vs. the People is brought to you by Upwork. This is something that's taken me forever to learn, but one of the biggest growth hacks is realizing you don't have to do it all yourself. And that's where Upwork comes in, because Upwork makes it easy to bring in the right freelancer when you need them so you can stay focused on what you do best. If you don't know, Upwork is a one-stop platform to find, hire, and pay expert freelancers across web and software development, data and analytics, marketing, business operations, and more. Upwork helps grow your business by giving you fast access to specialized talent across 125 plus categories so you can fill skill gaps, launch projects faster, and scale support up or down without committing to full-time headcount. It's really easy with Upwork. You can browse profiles, review past work, you can get help scoping the roles so you can hire with confidence and get started quickly. It has just made being a business owner and running a business so much easier. And especially with Business Plus, you can access the top 1% of talent on Upwork. And on top of it, you can get matched with the right freelancer in under 6 hours, which means no endless searching required, which I find to be the most exhausting part of the process. To me, one of the best parts about Upwork is that they also cut down operational hassle by handling things like contracts and payments all in one place, so you can spend more time running the actual business. And you really can rest assured, because thousands of growing businesses, including mine, already trust Upwork to hire flexible, high-quality freelance talent for everything from one-off projects to ongoing support. It is free to sign up and posting a job is easy, so be sure to visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That is Upwork.com to connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com. Alrighty, we've got another phone call to get to.
Hello.
Hi, Serena. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. So what fun little high school story do you have for us today?
When I was sophomore, my second year of high school, I was kind of held at harpoon point by a man.
Okay, and there we have it. Just a couple minutes into the episode, we have our very first original sentence. Because, excuse me? Like, a fucking harpoon gun from SpongeBob?
Yeah, like, a big one, too. It was very large, and I'm not sure why he had it to this day, to be honest.
Okay.
But he did, and
so
it was in my face.
How did you find yourself in this position? I'm afraid to ask.
Yeah, no. I've made really bad decisions in high school, and one of those was pulling up to this man's house. He was one of the like weirder kids in school, but I was kind of friends with everyone, so I was like, oh, whatever, I'll go over and hang out.
Okay, you went over to this, not a man because he's in high school. You went over to a fellow classmate's house unannounced?
No. He invited me over, and so, but it was just me. But I said, no, I'm going to bring my friend because I don't know this kid. So me and my friend went to his house.
And that's on fucking gut instincts, period.
Yeah. And the first red flag might have been that his bedroom walls had like red handprints all over them because he wanted his room, I guess, to look like a crime scene. And I didn't leave after seeing that. I stayed a little bit after that.
I love that you say a little bit after that, knowing that this story fully ends with you having a staring contest with a harpoon gun. So you were friends with him? You didn't know him? This was your first time hanging out outside of school?
Exactly, yeah. I think he was like in one of my classes. And
that's crazy, babe. That's literally what Panera Bread is for. It's for high schoolers who don't want to hang out with people at their own house and they want, you know, fire mac and cheese out of a bag.
Yeah. Yeah, but that makes too much sense.
No, I mean, then we wouldn't be here talking today. Okay, so you go over and he's like, let me give you the house tour by Sabrina Carpenter, and then starts with his bedroom, which is covered in red handprints.
Yes, exactly. He was like, okay, you know, the weeds in my room, like, let's go roll up, let's go smoke. I'm like, awesome. We walk in his room. And as soon as I walk through the door, I pause and I'm like, oh, what the fuck? But, you know, free weed. So like, cool, sweet. You know, I'll ride for a free blunt, I guess.
Okay, so this is why you stayed after seeing the red handprints. You said, mama's got trees to blow through.
Exactly. Yes, 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 yes.
Okay, this is starting to make a lot of sense. See, but like, I don't know if I would have stuck around even with that premise, because it's like, he is the nightmare blunt rotation. Like, it's just him and I don't want it. Like, that sounds...
Yeah.
Did you smoke weed in this man's crime scene of a bedroom?
Yeah, I did.
Like, bitch, were you a blue ant in Disney World? Because, bitch, I would have been bugging.
No, I was. That's why I went to go leave, and that's when the harpoon happened. It's a full circle moment, if you look at it from the outside.
Wait. You're telling me you tried to leave with your friend and he held you hostage via harpoon gun?
Yeah, but he played it off more as like a, oh, hey, let me show you this cool thing I have, and then stood in front of the door.
You're like, we just left your bedroom, babe. I've seen enough cool things today. Okay, let's keep it to a minimum. Let's let's even them out a little. Let's spread them out evenly. Come on.
So I looked at my friend and I was like, you know, we should go. Like, your mom needed that thing, right? Like, we should go do that for your mom.
Your mom needed that thing, remember? It's like the most I want to get out of here sentence I've ever heard.
Yep, yep, yep. And so then we went to go leave and he's like, oh my gosh, like, I have the coolest thing ever. Let me show you it. And I'm like, okay, like, what's two more seconds, you know? And he walks out of his room with a harpoon gun that was literally the size of him, like a full, not a full grown man, but like, you know, a decently sized individual of the male species. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So then we sit on the couch because he wants to talk about it while he's pointing the sharp part right at us sitting on the couch, standing in between us and the door.
Oh my God, the way to which I feel so uneasy.
No, I did too.
So, did you see the fucking harpoon gun in his room? Or did it get lost amongst the Lizzie McGuire handprint wall?
I think it was like, I think the wall was the distraction from the harpoon.
Well, it worked.
Or he was hiding it somewhere, because I did, oh, 100% I did. When we were leaving, we were laughing, I think mostly out of the fact that we're like, oh, we could have died from a harpoon, which is just like, of course, why would that not happen, you know? And then I don't think it all hit me that that happened until like a week later, where I was like talking to my friend about it and I was like, yeah, and he like pulled out a harpoon and was pointing it at us and they're like, what is fucking wrong with you? And I'm like,
you're like, not as much as the dude with the harpoon gun. I mean, if we're gonna be honest.
Yeah.
So how long were you sitting staring at the harpoon gun?
It felt like an eternity, but in reality it was maybe like 3 to 5 minutes.
Okay, but like, what are you doing during this? You're just like feigning interest in the crossbow?
I'm looking at my friend, she's looking at me, she has a tear in her eye. I'm looking at him, he's yapping about some shit about the harpoon and what he uses it for, and all I'm thinking is, oh my God, like, he had, like, the way he was holding it too, his hand was like, I think on or near the part that fires the harpoon. So I was just like, don't make, like a skittish dog, don't make any sudden movements, don't say anything, just smile and wave, boys, and we'll get through this.
The image I have of your friend having one tear in her eye is like, I mean, poignant as fucking hell. I mean, like, the way I just see your friend, like, turning to you and smiling with just, like, an eye that's twitching and crying.
100%. And she was the complete opposite of me. We were, like, yin and yang. She was goody two-shoes, good grades, no drugs. And I was the friend that brought her to these scenarios. And so she's looking at me like, what the fuck did you get me into?
So she was really doing nothing there but chaperoning.
Exactly. She was my babysitter.
She was, like, a solid fucking friend.
100%. Not anymore. Things happen. But then, yeah.
I mean, I am so tempted to ask what happened because you did bring her to almost her final fate. So, like,
I know.
I don't know what she did to you or what you did to her, but honey, I was really rooting for you. We were all rooting for you guys. You survived the harpoon event. How did you finally get out of the situation? Like, how did you finally...
Her and I had a code down because I brought her into many a sketchy situation.
She's like, okay, we need a safe word, literally.
Yep, yep, yep. Yeah, and so she texted, I don't know if it was her mom exactly. I know she texted someone to, like, call me, like that old trick where you're like, oh my God, call me and say that you need me type shit.
Yeah, 100%.
And so that's how we got out of it. She was like, oh my God, hey mom. Like, oh my, yeah, like, we're gonna go get it. We're going right now. Don't even worry about it. And so she hangs up and I'm like, oh my God, how sad that we have to leave your so totally interesting story about this harpoon. Bye. And then I never talk to him again.
But, okay, he's in one of your classes, though. Did you not see him in school?
Yeah, no, I did. And I just pretended like it never happened.
Wow, that...
Ignorance is bliss, honey.
No, I mean, like, bliss. Don't even get me started on that conspiracy theory, because, like, I am... 100% a believer. Like, I want nothing more than just to be so ignorant. But that's a conversation for truly a different day. Wow. That, like, I hear stories like that and I think, like, holy shit, that to me seems like the craziest thing ever. Because in high school, it's like, you're a baby. Like, you're a baby. Like, being a 32-year-old man now, I'm like, oh my God. Like, I know at the time I was like, I'm basically an adult. I'm the shit, blah, blah, blah. Looking back, I'm like, oh, honey, you could barely drive. Where did you think you were going?
You were freshly out of diapers. What are you talking about?
Like, wow. Well, it's a bummer you guys aren't friends anymore to giggle about this, but I'll happily take her place.
Yeah, exactly. And I giggle. I told my boyfriend it, and he was like, ooh, like, what is wrong with you? And I'm like, I got it all out early so that I didn't. That's not true. I did more stupid shit in college. But outside of that,
you left it on the field, you know, in your academic career, you left it all on the field. Now you're mature and grown.
Yeah. Don't remember anything else, but remember the crazy shit that I put myself through for times like this. I would have never been here if I didn't put myself in that situation.
You're so right. It was almost worth dying in the way that a Scooby-Doo villain dies. Like, what?
Exactly. I got to speak to the Chris Cummins. Like, of course it was worth it. Are you kidding me?
Oh, God, honey. I fear that we have to raise our standards collectively as a group. I don't know if that's...
I don't have the energy for that nowadays. It's okay.
No, you're making a lot of points on this phone call to the point where I'm getting scared a little. I'm like, no big time. What energy?
No, you're right. Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for sharing this little... hostage story on Chris vs. the People today.
Of course. I absolutely love you, and I'm now getting my boyfriend to watch your videos, so another fan coming. Don't even worry about it.
Perfect. Just make sure you guys watch my shit on two separate laptops next to each other in the room.
Oh, 100%. Yes, yes, yes. And I unfortunately, though, the Patreon is just one of us, but, you know.
And that's okay.
I'll make him watch it.
You know what?
Yes.
That's okay. That is so sweet that you're a part of the Patreon. Thank you.
Yes, I absolutely love you. I love what you're doing. Thank you for everything. And I hope you have an amazing night and rest of your week and next week as much as you can.
Oh, my God. Thank you. And I will see you on the after show.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Wow. Do I feel fucking dumb for telling you about how me, a queer bitch, got cast in a high school play as a queer bitch? And meanwhile, Serena got held at harpoon point. I didn't realize we were just starting the episode off with the harpoon. Okay, got it. Like, I really can't imagine having been in high school and having been in that situation. Like, and you guys make it sound so normal, like so nothing out of the ordinary. And that to me, I think might be the spookiest part, is that you guys are like, yeah, I was held at Harpoon Point, which again, doesn't even like roll off the tongue. Anyways, I could really go on a tangent about this whole thing, but we have another call. Now, before we get to our next caller, this episode of Chris vs. the People is brought to you by Nowadays. If you do not know, Nowadays is one of my favorite things in this lifetime, and I'm so gagged that they are supporting the podcast the way they do. Nowadays is a zero-proof THC beverage that delivers a clean, reliable buzz with no hangover, no empty calories, and no regrets. Just bold flavor, good energy, and full presence, baby. Now, if you've ever seen any of the video episodes of Chris vs. the People, I am often drinking Nowadays. I find it to be a really refreshing drink that I know will help me unwind, but won't make me inoperable. Especially after a long day, I'm still present and with it. I just have the edge taken off a little bit. And the best part is I sleep great and I'm not hungover the next morning. Do you know how bad a hangover is at 32 years old? I cannot do that anymore. And that's where the magic of Nowadays really comes in. I love making little Nowadays drinks for me and my boyfriend at the end of the day. It just is such a vibe. And what I love is that you're not giving up fun to chase your goals. You're just choosing a better way to do both. And like, listen, you work hard, you play smart, you've earned a Nowadays, baby. And right now you can visit trynowadays.com/Clemens to get 20% off your order. That's trynowadays.com/Clemens or use Clemens at checkout. I swear on my dogs, on my mom, on me, that I literally use this exact promo code to buy my own Nowadays, because listen, 20% is 20%. Anyways, drink responsibly. You must be 21 or older. And with that being said, let's get to the next phone call in the episode.
Hello.
Hi, Terry. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. What wild school story are you telling today?
Hi, Chris and the people. I am telling a story about when I was in high school. I was hooking up with a guy, and we hooked up in my science teacher's car while I was in her class because he was also hooking up with her, allegedly.
Wait. I mean, wait. What?
I can go in more detail.
Like, I mean, like, you definitely will be going into more detail. Don't think that this is like, oh, okay, thanks so much. I have no curiosity whatsoever. So you and this guy were hooking up, but the venue for fucking was your science teacher's car, but plot twist, he's also hooking up with the teacher?
Basically, it wasn't always her car. It started out like his car. And
oh, where you guys had sex?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, well, whose car was it before it was hers? Oh my god, I thought she like had bought the sex mobile off of like Facebook Marketplace from somebody, and I was like, wait, what?
Oh my god, no.
I was like, okay, this is like literally one more plot point shy of Amelia Bedelia.
Well, I don't know. I guess he would just like take her keys, or she would let him just drive her car when she's not even there. But apparently, I never saw them in the car together, but people did see them in the car together, and they were very flirty.
What? Well, time out. Time out. Time out. Time out. How the fuck old are you at this point?
Oh my god, this is bad. I'm in grade. I'm in grade 10. He's in grade 12. It's in high school.
Okay. No, I'm more so wondering just like how illegal is this teacher moving right now?
Pretty bad. Well, he was in grade 12, so he's on the cusp of 18. Very illegal still.
Yeah,
he
I was like, there's it's
still not good.
Like better than you saying like, oh, we were 14. But like,
yeah, no, that is better. It's definitely better.
Really, still bad. So what kind of car was this?
Hers was like a Hyundai, like little, just like sedan type of car. They're both sedans. So at first I didn't even really notice, but I was like, this is a different car. And he would pick me up in it more often. And then I'm in her class and he hits me up to, you know, hook up. I leave because whatever, it's grade 10. And
it's her car. And I'm going to her from her class for like half an hour. And then I go back in and she's like looking at me like, well, fuck, obviously, because I was gone for half an hour. I don't know if she ever had any inklings that I was.
I don't know if a person has an inkling that two of their students are fucking in their automobile. I don't know if I don't know if that's an inkling that just kind of fucking rips off the dome. Personally,
I know, but I don't think she would say anything, because if she said something, like exposing herself to, like, why is he in her car originally?
Well, I mean, okay, the teacher seems stupid, but not that stupid to be like, hey, you done fucking in my Hyundai?
I know, but she is fucked. She was engaged when I was in high school. Apparently she's not engaged obviously anymore, so I wonder if like her husband found out or something. I don't know that detail, unfortunately. But I do know that, like, a few years after high school, we hadn't talked for a few years, and he hit me up again. So we met up, and she fucking called him while we're together to, like, go get her because her car died or something. So they were still, like, close, at least.
I am gagged. She called him and was like, hey, honey, can you bring me my car?
Like, a few years later. Like, that was, like, 3 years after this. So,
that's actually crazy. Nuts.
I know.
I mean, damn, she taught science, so I guess they really did have chemistry, but
they did, I guess so. So
did
fuck.
She ever find out that you guys were fucking in her car?
I don't think so. Like, I was only in the high school. I moved after that year, so I wasn't...
Like,
I was gone.
Like, what are you talking about? You are a fucking, like, 15-year-old.
I know.
Who's doing, like, the last call we had, I was like, I can't imagine being in this scenario in high school. What are you whatting about?
Listen.
Were you not like, wait, this is weird, one, fucking in a sedan, and two, my science teacher's sedan, whose classroom I quite literally just left?
I know, it was for the plot.
For the plot. There really is not a reason worse than for the plot. Like, there is nothing that makes me more scared of someone than them saying, well, for the plot. Huh?
Listen, we're all crazy in grade 10. My friend here with me, she Grace, but we're all crazy in grade 10. She was crazy, too.
Well, hi, I'm Terry's friend.
Oh, hey, Terry's friend. Did you also fuck in this car?
No, I did not. But I said that everyone's wild in grade 10. I was wild in high school, too. So,
well,
I mean,
what,
no judgment.
Give us the elevator pitch of what you did.
Oh.
Like, what's your big claim to fame?
I don't know. Honestly, nothing.
Oh, now suddenly we're all saints and bishops. Okay, please. Wow.
Nothing that crazy. I guess my wildest story would be I was also in grade 10, and I had a threesome with two guys that were best friends in a guy's pool.
What the fuck euphoria are you all living in? Like, I couldn't feel more like a fucking slice of organic gluten-free white bread. What are you talking about? You had a threesome in high school. Like, I get that that's much more plausible than, like, what Terry's up to in grade 10. But, like, I'm just like, oh, my God. I mean, I would have freaked out having one sexual encounter in high school. You're just out here as a 15-year-old fucking wheeling and dealing.
I guess. Yeah, well, I was already hooking up with one of the guys before that.
So you said, you know what? Let's throw on a second guy to the roster.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know what's even more crazy is I had hooked up with both of them before separately. Then I went to one of the guys' houses and I kind of knew that they wanted to do that. It ended up happening. It was like a whole night long thing. It literally was like a 5-hour threesome. It was in the bed, then we switched to the pool. It was crazy. Yeah, it was crazy. I don't know. I was wild. We learned our lessons. We're good now. We're good.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And then, like, why do I feel like this phone call is going to end with you being like, anyways, you raised us, Chris. Thank you so much. Like, oh God.
No, literally, I've been watching you since I was in middle school. So.
Nope. That has been made very clear just through storytelling alone. I fear.
I was on the internet. The internet was way worse than when I did grade 10. Holy fuck.
Honestly, and that's where you're not wrong. Like, that's where you're not wrong. Good for you. Way to stand up for yourself. Terry, thank you so much for sharing this. And Terry's friend, I loved your little cameo in this, too.
Hey.
No problem. problem.
Wow, you guys are scary.
That's Canada for you.
Oh my god. Well, thank you guys so much. It was so fun talking to you.
Thank you.
Bye guys. Bye people.
Bye. Like this episode is giving me a complex because like I genuinely might have been the most fucking boring person ever. Like I didn't have a threesome till I think after college. I almost had one freshman year of college and that was going to be lit. But then I was like, no, you're too awkward and you don't know who you are yet. Like, ah, ugh, stupid little me. Anyways, we have our final call of the episode. Today's episode of Chris vs. the People is brought to you by Ghostbed. Mattress ads might be the most dramatic ads on the internet. Every brand claims they've reinvented sleep and every weekend is somehow the biggest sale of the year. At a certain point, it all just feels like noise. And that's where Ghostbed comes in, because Ghostbed takes a different approach. Ghostbed is a family-run company with more than 20 years of mattress-making experience. Their background isn't in flashy marketing, it's in quality manufacturing. They just know how to make a better mattress. Now, if you don't believe me, every Ghostbed mattress is designed to stay comfortable night after night, not just feel good for the first few weeks. They use durable foams and built-in cooling to help regulate your temperature so you're not waking up overheated or tossing around at 2 in the morning. And in this economy, probably my favorite part is the fact that they keep pricing straightforward. Ghostbed mattresses are priced up to 50% less than comparable brands, largely because they avoid inflated markups. So you're paying for how the mattress is made, not how dramatic the ad sounds. Although I would say I'm doing a pretty incredible job reading. And if you're on the fence, there is no pressure. Every mattress comes with a 101-night sleep trial so you can try out the mattress in the comfort of your own home. And with their fast and free shipping, most customers receive their order in 2 to 5 business days, which means you could be sleeping better by this time next week. Yeah. Also, right now, because you're a people of Chris vs. the People, you can take an extra 10% off your order. All you have to do is go to ghostbed.com/Clemens and use promo code Clemens at checkout. That's ghostbed.com/Clemens, code Clemens, for an extra 10% off site-wide. Upgrade your sleep with Ghostbed. Some terms and exclusions apply. See site for details. And while you're on your way to getting a new mattress and the sleep of a lifetime, let's get back to our next call.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to Chris vs. the People. What silly school story do you have for us today?
Well, I have two a little bit, but basically in second grade, I was the reason that my school librarian got retired, or she had to retire.
What do you mean had to retire? Like, what do you mean you literally wheeled a bitch's chair into retirement?
Well, she got injured. On my watch.
No, on her watch. What did you do to this woman?
Okay. All right. So I was 7. My parents couldn't drop me off at the normal time of school, so they had to bring me earlier. So I had to hang out in the library with all the librarians until school started. And so we were going on a walk, me and this lady. I told her I could teach her how to do something cool. And so I started to sashay down the hallway or the I couldn't tell you why.
No, listen, you had a RuPaul's Drag Race audition tape to film, honey. I mean, come on.
I said, I can show you. So she starts doing it. Mind you, this woman's probably 60 or 65. Two steps in, two sachets down she goes. I'm like, no, what the fuck?
Not diva down, two sachets in.
Two in. I'm like, fuck. She's screaming. She's moaning. She's like, oh. The other librarians take me into the other room because they're like, you don't need to see this. I'm like, I think I do. Like, I don't know. The ambulance comes. The EMTs come. The police are there. I'm like, what's going on? I'm an anxious girl. So I'm like, I'm going to jail, maybe. They're like, no, you're not.
You're also just like fully 7 years old.
Well, right. I didn't know any better. She gets taken on a stretcher. She has 2 broken hips. And she retired. She couldn't come back after that because it took too long to recover. She was old.
No, I've connected all of these dots, unfortunately. Oh my God. Holy shit. She didn't death drop. She dropped almost dead.
Like, literally. Yeah. Actually, and I've never seen her again, so she might have. But I don't know.
Okay, Carly, you can't...
I don't know. What am I...
You possibly killed your librarian? What are you talking about?
There's no way she died after a sachet. You can't.
Well, she did two. Is there a possibility she could have after two?
Death by sachet is kind of crazy.
Although, like, now that you say that, though, if I'm going to go out, I'd love it to be, like, that's definitely in, like, the top five ways I'd like to go, I think.
Yeah, low-key, like a little disco moment. Like
he died doing what he loved, a double sachet. He sacheted away, literally. Like, can you imagine?
Wait, that's really beautiful.
That is. Yeah. Like, he sacheted away. I hope your librarian sacheted away. I mean, I don't, because, like, that's a real person in real life. But, like, for the plot, oh, God, I'm one of the people saying for the plot now. This is so bad. Oh, y'all have rubbed off on me.
Shouldn't say that, Chris. Sorry. Should I go on to the second story?
Well, is that all there is with the librarian?
Well, I mean, what else is there? I never saw her again.
Do you know for real if she's died or not? How long ago was this?
This was 15 years ago. I don't think she actually died. I just literally never saw her again.
Oh.
Because she retired.
But she could be. She could be. From 15 years ago, she could be. That's upsetting. Anyways, let's tell the second story you have. You are just a little Pandora's box of fun times.
Yeah. When I tell you, this is probably like the sixth survey that I've submitted to. So anyway, my other thing is that I got my third grade Spanish teacher fired.
Wow. A fucking school staff member hates to see you come in.
Literally. And now I work in a school too. So like, that's not any better. But
you're about to face some crazy fucking karma. You work in a school after... How did you get your third grade teacher fired?
Okay, all right. Well, just the Spanish teacher. She wasn't my actual teacher.
Okay, just the Spanish teacher. You said adios, bitch.
Well, kind of. So she would, like, come in. Like, she wasn't, like, it was, like, specials. So it was like, oh, we have Spanish now. So she'd, like, come in for 30 minutes or whatever and teach us Spanish. And so in that, like, 30 minutes or what, however long she was there, she was like, we're actually, oh, mind you, this woman's American, like, definitely learned Spanish in college and was like, I'm going to teach Spanish, like, American. Like, I can't deal with that. So then she's like, I'm going to, like, we're going to clean out your desks, which is like, no, we're not, because you're the Spanish teacher. Like, no, we're not. Like, I don't understand. So I, like, jokingly cleaned mine because you're not going to tell me what to do. You're the Spanish teacher. I said, done, termina, done. And she said, no, that's not clean. That's not clean. I said, yes, it is. And she said, no, it's not. We sit there. We're arguing back and forth. She's not letting me say that this is clean. So, and it's like one of those like individual desks where you have like a pocket on the inside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I fully imagine. I mean, like, I didn't know what other part of the desk you'd be cleaning, you know? Like, I did that math. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, like, there would be like a desk surface and then there would be like a little... tub under it that you could access like one of the side walls that was facing you, and your whole desk would have storage under it, essentially.
Yes, correct. And so she tipped that onto me and everything in my desk fell out onto my lap.
Wait, that just like unlocked such a memory, because that was like drama when like someone would sit on your desk or like someone would come up to your desk on the front of it and push it towards you and everything would dump out.
Yes, but she did it on purpose, and she was my fucking teacher.
Dude, there is something about foreign language teachers in, like, elementary, middle school that are just, like, twisted.
It's scary. It's like, and, like, what do you, you're American. Like, you don't even, like, what are you doing? You don't even speak Spanish. Well, she did, I guess, but not like that. Like, I just don't, am I wrong about that? Like, I don't feel, I would rather have someone that's, like, grown up with the language. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I took Latin, maybe, so there was nobody that was fluent or grew up with the language. I guess. I don't really like have a point of view on this one.
I just feel like there's a whole sense of culture that comes with growing up with it that I feel like is necessary for teaching a language to students. Anyway.
And I agree with that. I really do agree with you on that. Like
no hate to this lady.
There is like a whole side of like learning the language that you're missing out because you're a white bitch who learned it in college.
Exactly. But so, yeah, I went home and I was pissed about this lady. And so I like ranted to my parents. I was like, what the fuck? Why would she do that to me? And so they reported her for doing this to me. But here's the best part about it is I've now revisited this story with my parents, like now. And they were like, hey, so you actually told us that she like threw the desk at you.
Oh, that is a page right out of my playbook. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I would go home after like I had officially perfectly done fucked up. I would go home and I'm like, well, we got to get ahead of this story. And then I would pitch my parents a whole different set of things that happened. Yeah. And then they'd be like, well, don't worry, we'll have a conference. Then they'd go in and tell them the story I told them, which is obviously a little skewed. I mean, it's like a Kim Kardashian Instagram picture. Like, the wall's definitely, like, you know, a little deformed. Like, it's not the full true story. And then the teacher would be like, that's not what happened. And then I was like, oh my God. I mean, the amount of times I sat there watching and listening to my parents tell my teacher the story that I told my parents and the teacher refuting it. And like that feeling of sitting in a chair with your whole body feeling like you're about to die is such a specific feeling that, my God, I forgot about. But wow, I have been instantly transported.
Well, I'm sorry to bring it back.
No, it was like kind of cute.
Oh, good. They didn't do, like, she didn't do that. She got fired. Like, she didn't say, no, I didn't do that.
But, okay.
So I don't know what was going on there.
But you said that
right.
Your teacher threw the desk at you. Like, no offense, but, like, the librarian almost died from sashaying twice. Like, I think a third grader would be a little down bad if a desk was thrown at them.
No, right. So, like, blame my parents because they didn't do a check on me for any bruises or anything, and they just went and reported.
See, this is why having a kid scares the shit out of me, because it's like I know what I was like as a kid, and I don't know what I would do in that scenario. Like, I'd probably be the parent that blindly believes their kid, and then it's like, why the fuck do I keep doing this?
Right. Yeah, it's crazy. But don't worry, she did get another job, and I can confirm that because she was my high school sophomore Spanish teacher.
And how did that go for you?
Not well.
Did she remember?
She never was like, you're the bitch that got me fired, but like, she didn't like me from day one in that class.
Oh,
so I have a feeling she
remembered. No, she knew. She knew, honey.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Woof. I literally just went lightheaded from laughing at that. That is like the exact shit that happens to me. On the after show, I'll tell a story that reminds me very much of this exact one. I think I've maybe even told it before, but It is,
I can't wait to hear.
No, the same kind of shit would happen to me but it was like 3 years later. It wasn't like I went through puberty and then I had the same teacher. It was like, I didn't even have the opportunity to go through puberty. It was like, this happened in first grade, then in third grade, I had the same and it was a nightmare.
Yeah, it was crazy. And yeah, I guess I always say that I look the same, like, as I did when I was 4 years old that I do now. So like, she definitely recognized me. Like, I didn't grow that much.
No, I think you always remember the name and the face of the person who got you fired.
That's true. That also might be true.
Something tells me just because she learned Spanish in college doesn't mean that she doesn't have the full set of thinking cap.
Yeah.
Wow. Carly, you seem like a fun time that like I want to hang with you, but you also, I know that we would either one of us or both of us end up in jail. So I think it's for the best that we don't. But you seem like a fun time.
Thanks. We might have to one day, though.
Yeah, like, if we have confirmation that the world is ending in 24 hours, I know exactly who to find.
It probably is. Chris, what are you talking about? It probably is.
And you know what? You're already making points.
Yeah, like, have you looked at the news?
I'm dead. Carly, thank you so much for being on today's episode of Chris vs. the People.
Thanks for having me.
This was so funny. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. Love you so much.
Bye. Okay, one, did she not sound like Emma Chamberlain? For a second, I was like, I felt like I was on the phone with Emma, and I was like, wait, girl? And then I was like, no, Chris, absolutely not. And then two, oh my God, another school anecdote. Okay, so I am not proud of this. Like, looking back, I actually cringe at this because obviously I have the life experience and the worldview I have now. But I always got packed lunches by my parents, but they were never fun lunches. Like, they weren't like, my parents packed lunch. Oh, and it's leftovers from dinner last night. Oh, it's a Lunchable. Like, it was the same. Ugh, I mean, it was the same crusty fucking sandwich every day for 12 years. 12 years. It was a dry piece of whole wheat bread, two slices of cheese, two slices of either turkey or ham, if I was lucky, bologna, and then another slice of dry fucking whole wheat bread. No mustard, no mayo, no nothing. Just some fucking dry ass sandwiches. And so anyways, I just like didn't like anytime, like my dad was like such a pain in the ass growing. I mean, like, where do I start? But like, he would pack lunches and he like, I swear to God, got off on like us feeling sad or like him having the power over us. Because I would beg. I was like, can we please get mayo? Like, please. The point of the story is my Oma and Opa came to visit us in Delaware, and they grow a lot of like vegetables and fruits and things like that. And one of the things they brought was like this big crate of peaches. And at the time, this was second grade. I was in Miss Stapleford's class. Yeah, second grade. And I can visualize the desk. I know exactly where in the room it was. It's so silly what your brain remembers. But I remember I had been packed a peach for lunch, and I didn't fuck with peaches. I loved a nectarine. Like, I was more of like, if the peach had gotten laser hair removal, I would have been so into it. But to me, it was fuzzy, and like, that freaked me out. I loved to like pet a peach. Like, no joke. I like would pet peaches. Anyways. But, like, I didn't fuck with the fur, so I didn't eat it. And something I did often with my food is I threw it out. I would, like, get a paper towel or a napkin, and I'd wrap my sandwich up as if I'd just taken all the trash from my lunch, and then I'd throw it out. Because, like, if I came home with it, my parents, like, I was afraid that they'd be so mad that I'm coming home with food. So I was like, I need to get rid of it, make them think I'm eating this. Again, I'm, like, ashamed that I was wasting this much fucking food. Then again, I was in second grade. So this peach, I was like, I don't know how to fucking ditch this. So I put it in my desk. These desks that she was describing is what sparked this. I like had my books and notebooks in this like desk storage. So I pulled out, it was on the left side of the desk. I pulled out like whatever pile of books was on the left side, pulled them out, put the peach in, and then put the books back in so nobody would see that like the peach was back there. And I thought, bloop. It's gone. So then it was like parent-teacher night or whatever at the school. And our parents would have to sit at our desks. And this is so funny. My desk had so many fruit flies flying around it. Like, to me, I didn't fucking know or care. Like, I'm just thinking, like, life is good. I'm a second grader with, like, severe undiagnosed ADHD. Like, to me, life is, like, I'm chilling. My parents come home and go, Chris, do you not like peaches? The first fucking thing. They walk in the fucking door. Well, I'm sure they were like, it was good, blah, blah, blah. Chris, do you not like peaches? And I go, what? I love peaches. I love a peach. My parents pull out the fucking bag with the rotted peach in it and go, well, that's interesting. We found this in your desk. And these are from weeks ago. And I was like, yeah. Anyways, that's my story with the fucking storage desks. Thank you, Carly, for reminding me of that story. I really thought like I had hidden the body and I was like Lady Gaga and Beyonce, like on the run. God, I love going down memory lane with stupid shit like this. However, we're at the end of the episode and we are going to continue on the Chris vs. the People after show on Patreon. But if I won't be seeing you there, be sure to subscribe to Chris vs. the People wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com. All you have to do is just search Chris vs. the People on YouTube and honey, we're right there. Subscribe. As always, please leave a review and rate 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It helps us out tremendously. And yeah, if I don't see you on the Chris vs. the People after show on Patreon, I will see you next week. Bye.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.